It's more than just your output, more than a bike. When you hear your shout out, you know it's all right. Put on your magic pants and let's go. We're cruising into the power zone. Tip in, set yourself free. Come on and take a ride with me. You know what you need to know and what's it all about. Everything you need, it's on the Clip Out.
Welcome to the Clip Out Podcast, episode 338. This is Crystal O'Keefe.
And this is Tom O'Keefe.
Hi.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
We're in the uck.
We are in the uck. I like to think, we've been here for, what, 3 days now?
Yes.
I like to think that the uck is in us.
Aw. We did take the lift.
We took a lift every day, multiple times a day. It talks to us.
It tells us
when the doors are opening and closing.
And we giggle every time.
Because he has not just a British accent, but a very upper crust British accent.
Yes.
The lifts here are very fancy.
They are fancy.
I don't know if it's all lifts, because really the only lift we've taken thus far has been at the hotel.
That's true.
So, like, I don't know if this is an all lift thing.
Yeah.
Or if this is just this particular hotel is so fancy.
It's not that fancy of a hotel.
that its elevator voiceover artist is wearing a top hat and a monocle.
He definitely has a monocle.
Definitely. I would say two monocles, but then that would just be glasses.
It would.
Yeah. So anyway, here we are, still doing the show.
Yeah.
From a foreign country.
It's so weird, you guys. It's like 10 p.m. here on Wednesday,
yeah.
And I'm so tired.
But to our bodies, it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I know.
But yet we feel like it's 1 o'clock in the morning. That make sense.
It's craziness.
So it's a mess. But I should say, this week in the bonus episode, we will go very in depth on what we've been doing in London thus far. We've been having lots of fun adventures.
Yes.
So we will dig into that over there, especially, and a few items that we didn't get to in this week's episode. And what else? We got the book club coming up.
We do. Yeah. So it's going to be December 12th at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And we will be discussing Evie Drake Starts Over. So it's still plenty of time to read that. That's a really nice, fast read. Finish that one up. Tom is not even trying this time. He's like, no, if I read a book every month for
the
book club,
I read too slowly.
I know.
I would never not be reading books for the book club.
I never
get to read anything that
I want.
That's
okay. I'll give you the cliff notes.
Okay. The crystal notes.
The crystal notes.
Just like she does for the show.
Facts.
Yeah.
Although, I have to say, this week's notes brought to you by Helper B Nikki.
Yes. Thank you very much. Also, enjoy seeing Santa on December 9th. So, we're talking to Jessica
Maddox.
Maddox this week. She is a social media researcher.
She's a huge Peloton fan.
Who loves her Peloton. So she...
We had a fun discussion.
We did. I actually get put on my mass communications degree hat.
Doesn't get to get used for you very often.
Typically, the only time you get to use anything relating to your mass communications degree is if you're a waiter. So... So that was exciting. But mm-hmm. She talks about Peloton kind of through that prism.
So
it's an interesting conversation.
Absolutely.
It's not as boring as it sounds.
No, it's lots of fun.
I still make dick jokes, I'm sure. So
of course.
It'll be fine.
There's never been an interview you haven't managed to find a way to eke one out. Go ahead, Tom. Teed that up just for you.
Yeah, you did. But and then what else do you have in store for people this week?
Well, we got to talk about the turkey burn.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. It burned. And
penicillin will clear that turkey burn right up.
We're going to talk about the app prices that is coming up, that they're about to increase. Maybe they already started. I don't know. What day is it? I'm so confused.
It is November 29th as we record this.
So no, but they're about to. It's going to, I think it goes up on the 1st and then, or 1st or 5th. It's coming up quick. And then we have some interesting like discussion about Amazon using AI powered workload predictions.
Okay.
Got some lawsuit updates for y'all. And then we have a couple instructor news tidbits, artist series updates, celebrity sightings, and of course, lots of content to hit you with, not to mention some birthdays.
Awesome. Well, before we get to all that shameless plugs, don't forget we're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, TuneIn. I was supposed to say YouTube, not Google. I keep forgetting that.
Get it together, Tom.
I know. Wherever you find a podcast, you can find us. While you're there, be sure and follow us so you never miss an episode. Maybe leave us a review. Super helpful. Greatly appreciated. You can also find us on the aforementioned YouTube at youtube.com/theclipout, where you can watch all of these episodes except this one, because the Wi-Fi is too bad for video. So you just get a still shot.
You can
shot.
See a little static image of us.
Yes, a still shot of me 58 pounds ago or something like that.
Oh, so my God. It has been a while.
It has been a while. So you can also find us on Patreon, patreon.com/theclipout, where every week we talk over there about the things that we just didn't have time for in this episode. If you want to know more about our London adventures, that'll be getting a lot of time over there.
We'll probably have some updates on Brian's school for Patreon listeners, too.
People that are interested in that. Yeah. You can also get the episodes ad-free. And if we get them first, you get them first. And so you can go over there to patreon.com/theclipout. It's only $5 a month. You get all the stuff. And then you can also sign up for free for things like the book club, which doesn't cost you a dime, but you need to be a Patreon member. But the free level and up gets access to that.
You just click join community.
Boom, done. We don't take your credit card information or anything. So, what else am I supposed to? Oh, yeah, the newsletter. There we go. The newsletter you can sign up for at theclipout.com, where you'll get a weekly email with all the things and the reminders and the links, unless I'm in London, in which case I forgot to do it. So, anyway, there's all that. Let's dig in, shall we?
We shall.
Peloton in the news.
Thanksgiving Day was ruined by Peloton.
Well, that is certainly what some people say.
The Peloton machine broke down in the middle of the turkey burn, and then Barry McCarthy was spotted during the Macy's Day Parade popping balloons.
He was just running out there.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
Robin Arzon was going house to house replacing turkeys with tofu. It was awful. They waged a one company war on Thanksgiving.
Oh, my word.
What were they thinking?
What were they thinking indeed? Yeah. So what really happened was, if we look back, this was the 10th anniversary of the turkey burn.
Yes.
And Peloton was going for their second and third attempt at breaking a world record, where they were going to, this time, the first time was just on the bike, number of riders. This time it was going to be to break the record by having the most number of riders in a class for a bike class, and then the most number of runners in a running class. So that was the idea. It was also the most live classes Peloton has ever had on the Turkey Day.
Okay.
So lots of things going on. I'm not really sure what happened.
I think what it was is they wanted to give themselves room to break the record next time, right?
Right.
So
you don't want to go too far.
Right. So if your goal is 14,000, you get to 14,001 and you just turn it off. And then next year, 14,002, you break a record.
You still keep holding that record.
Yeah.
Well, so the first time they broke the record, or made a record, I guess, it was 20,000. It was like 20,000 and some change. So it was just under 21. And this time, the highest I saw it was 37,000. So they definitely improved quite a bit. But could have been a lot more people had it not been for the fact that the internet just died. The server, we maxed server capacity and all of Peloton went down. Not just that class, every single bit of Peloton died. It was brutal. And so if you waited, if you were patient, you were able to get back into class about 20 minutes in. But there were a lot of people that were super angry.
But that's a turkey half burn.
It is turkey half burn.
Yeah. Or a turkey half unburn, if you're optimistic, pessimistic. I don't know which.
It depends on how you want to label that. That's true.
But I gotta say.
How, like, did you not know?
I mean, if you're trying for this, like, you got to have some sort of metric of, like, okay, when we had X number of members.
That's fair.
Percentage
but
took
listen,
part in the turkey burn. So now that we have X times this,
totally. But it's so, the thing is that people don't realize when you don't work in IT, and I don't work in IT, but I have certainly, like when I worked for Charter, and
right.
we would like, somebody would be like, hey, let's add this new screen. Guys, it would take months to figure out how we were going to add that one screen to everybody's app.
Like, yeah.
I'm not even kidding. And it's not that easy whenever you have a whole infrastructure. So when I say, did they prepare? I believe with all of my heart, they thought they had.
I have no doubt that they thought they did.
And like, yeah. something went wrong. Something was unexpected and didn't work out the way it was supposed to. And that happens all the time. How many times have you went to go? Remember back in the day, you would load up a new program on your computer and remember the disk and you'd slide it in and then you would stop it.
What?
and then, you know, you'd click install and then something would not work. And then you would spend the next 4 hours trying to figure out what it was. Do you remember those days?
I didn't really do computers back then.
Nerd.
What, I'm the nerd for not doing computers?
Yeah.
I think you're misdefining nerd.
Whatever. Anyway, that was a thing. And I believe that most people have experienced that. And I just think that it's you know, it sucks. I hate that it happened. Clearly, Peloton hated that it happened. I mean, Barry McCarthy had a statement out in like 40 minutes, like right after within an hour of the class ending, he had a statement out apologizing and that was the right call. Like they should have done
that. Yeah, for
sure.
Know?
So anyway, stuff happens.
Yeah. So I guess let's go into a turkey burn recap for those of you that missed it.
Yeah, there was. Well, and there was a whole day of these classes, right?
Right.
So the turkey burn bike ride is the one that bit the dust. The run went through just fine. And they broke the record.
Right.
By the way, they broke the record on both. Record achieved, but there was the Maddie and Olivia 2-for-1 turkey trot, and that was an outdoor class. And, you know, these two have been adorable since day one. They've always been big brother, little sister. That's just how it's always gone. And they talked a lot about their family traditions for each of their respective families. A lot of fun. Then we had Jess's 30-minute fit family cardio. It was a sneaky 2-for-1 since it also featured Kirsten Ferguson. So, and Kirsten may or may not have had her children join as well. So it was a lot of fun. Then we had Matt's 20-minute turkey burn row. And then there's a chance he had a hand, possibly, that Emma might have done a little curation on the playlist because people were super excited about it. But Janet Jackson was the first song that their first artist with the song Miss You Much. And that's what kind of sparked the, this feels like an Emma playlist because Emma loves Janet Jackson and plays her all the time.
Gotcha.
In every single one of her Crush Your Core classes. I only know this because of Helper B. Lindsay. As a matter of fact, there is a Janet Jackson song, every single one. So that's why we can't help but wonder if she had a hand in this playlist as well.
That's fair.
Then there was Dennis's 30-minute turkey burn yoga flow. And then he also talked about the movie Love Actually. He featured a memorable song from its soundtrack, Here With Me by Dido, at just the right time of the year. So you never know. Also, while we're here in London, I'm hoping to swing by the famous street where, what's his name, Hugh? No.
Hugh Grant?
Yeah, Hugh Grant. He goes and he like makes his big gesture. You haven't seen that movie.
Yes, I have. We watched it
then
together.
Then why are you looking at me like you have no idea what I'm talking about?
No, they're just houses, man.
They're just... Did you or did you not go all the way to New Jersey to visit a comic book store?
Well, yeah, but that's cool.
Wow. Anyway, so of course we had the record-breaking classes. We've already talked about those.
And if you take those in demand, they just stop working. So you get the real authentic experience.
No. Then we had, so Alex's turkey burn run. We didn't really talk too much about that. But there was a very great playlist, including Like a Prayer by Madonna. And then, of course, we went into, you know, the the big ride.
The Turkey Burn ride.
Yeah. And I got to say, Robin's outfit with the Turkey Burn ride, man, that was just killing it. She was like a spandex pilgrim.
Kind of looks like candy corn.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of fun. Lots of good stuff. And of course, you know, people were very, very upset. And I get why they were upset. You know, that's a tradition. People have done it for 10 years.
For sure.
It's something they, you know, some people, that is the only day they ride live all year long.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they were very upset. And I do think Peloton was upset about it too. It didn't go as planned.
Yeah, I agree. I know I was making fun, but I get that would be frustrating.
It would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you have any complaints about what I said, you can forward them to Crystal and she'll send them to me.
You don't need to do that. You don't need, you just send them straight to Tom. He's got it.
Here's her phone number.
Oh, wow.
So if you were able to participate, you are now entitled to a world record certificate.
Yes.
Suitable for framing.
Now, the cool part is if you did the first one, then you could get a certificate. You could have multiple certificates.
Oh, collect them all and trade with your friends.
You could be a participant in more than one. And lots of people, of course, complained that it costs money. I don't know why you're surprised that they're going to mail you something and it's $30. And people were like, how dare they charge us money for a certificate? Like, it's not Peloton doing that. It's Guinness.
Right. You're buying it from a third party.
Jeez Louise.
Come on, man.
But for those of you not complaining and you just want to get it, it's super easy to get. And the link is right on our article that we wrote about it. And by we, I mean Helper Bee. And it is easy to find. And it will be in Tom's hopeful little
newsletter
this week.
Maybe I'll do that on the plane.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Good use of your time, babe.
Thank you.
I love that.
Hey, just a friendly reminder, if you're an app user, the price is going up here real soon.
It is. Yeah. So for a lot of you, that means that it's going to be doubling real soon. It's going to go from $12.99 to $24 a month if you want all the classes. Now, I've got some good news for you. If you've got multiple people in your household, you got multiple people that you want to be using that app, then I've got a really good deal. All you got to do is go buy the guide.
Which has got to be on sale cheap right now, right?
It was $95.
There you
see? $95.
See how much I know about Peloton that I'm here to share with you, Crystal?
Well, and to be fair, I actually have no idea how long that sale lasts. I am so confused on what day it is. I know you said it's 29th, but I don't know when that sale ends.
Sure.
Because it was a Black Friday thing. So my guess is it is still on sale, but I have no idea if it's still on sale by the time this airs. But anyway, $95, right? So then you only have to pay $24 a month for the guide membership. Now, the guide membership gets you 5 separate profiles. That's important because the app membership only gets you 1 profile. So that's a huge savings.
Yeah.
If you've got multiple people in your household that you can share that app with, now you're talking, you don't need any equipment except for the guide, $95. Then you spend $24 a month and you have access to every single class except scenic classes. That's the only thing you're not getting.
Will it get you a Turkey Burn certificate?
No.
Oh, son of a bitch. They're so cheap.
Yeah. They are. Got to go through the Guinness.
So Peloton, I'm just going to read the headline because it's word salad to me. Peloton leverages AI-powered workload prediction and automated resource optimization tech, to which I would like to say, load.
I thought you were going to say, in all seriousness, whoops, it didn't work on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is from yesterday. So like a week later, they're like, hey, AI, can you fix this?
They were like low-key blaming AI a week later.
What happened to the Turkey Burn? I think it was Skynet.
Well, yeah. So really fancy way of saying that they're using AI to figure out, based on how users use Peloton, when will it be busiest? Mm-hmm. And this is how much you should put out there. And that's why I was like, oops, it failed.
But I'm like, do you need AI for Turkey Burn?
No.
Be like,
maybe somebody forgot to hit the override.
Yeah. AI is like, hey, I've noticed on Thanksgiving Day, you get a lot of people. What do you think about that? That's what AI sounds like.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, it's very real. real life.
It's better than our really bad British accents.
Yes. We can't do them on the show
because
we would it's a hate crime.
It is. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Those are just for us.
Yeah. And coming up after this, we're going to tell you about the latest lawsuit facing Peloton. So stick around.
I first started AG1 because I wanted to have more energy every day. And I was surprised that not only did I get that, but I also could focus better.
And you have a marathon to train for.
I do. Give me all the things. I replace my vitamins. I have prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, B vitamins, folate, magnesium. It's all in there. One scoop.
That's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support.
Yes. And I like to recommend it to people because it's also NSF certified for sport, and I will not take a supplement that is not. If there's one product that I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why we've partnered with them for so long.
If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1.
Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/clipout.
That's drinkag1.com/clipout.
Check it out.
Man, there is nothing worse than when you buy a pair of sunglasses and then you lose or break them.
I would agree. So what do we do about that?
Well, that's where Gooder comes in. Their sunglasses are $25 each, so nobody likes to throw away $25, but it's a lot better than throwing away $100 or more dollars on a pair of broken sunglasses, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I have to say, that's not my favorite part about Gooder. My favorite part about Gooder is that when I run, they don't slip, they don't bounce, and they're 100% polarized. And they also come in like a million different colors and styles.
For your $25, you're not sacrificing comfort, safety, or style. If you want to support the show and pick up a pair, Gooder is giving the Clip Out listeners free shipping on their first order. Just go to gooder.com/TCO. That's GOODR.com and use code TCO to get free shipping.
Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Find your pair at gooder.com/TCO and use code TCO to get free shipping.
Who's suing Peloton now?
So a little over a year ago, it was announced that Johnson Health Tech was suing Peloton for motor patent infringements on the Tread and Tread Plus.
Mm-hmm.
So my legal advice was say, yes, that motor is yours, and then let them deal with the lawsuit, the Tread Plus lawsuit.
Yeah.
That's your problem now, Johnson Tech.
Well, they did not take that advice.
Well, that's their mistake.
I don't know about that. But at the time, I remember talking about it's, I know, I can't believe it's been a year, but we did talk about the fact that like all treadmills use a motor.
Right.
So like, huh?
Yeah.
But it had something to do, like they name out these very specific patents.
Right.
And it goes on to say that it covers the motors used in the product, the sensors that can detect user engagement, a removable operating unit, a controller that is connected to the operating unit, and a controller in communication with the operating unit and the sensor. In other words, taking all those things, putting them together, and figuring out how well a person performed. That's what the patents are really saying. Well, this week, according to Bloomberg Law, they are saying that there is a very good chance that Peloton is going to win this battle against these three patents, or against Johnson Tech over these three patents.
Yeah, I guess apparently there's some sort of patent tribunal.
Yes.
Which I really hope that they wear cloaks. If you're on a tribunal, you need to wear a cloak.
You know what they should do is go to that really cool bar in New York,
yeah,
on the rooftop.
Oh, yeah.
They could borrow their cloaks.
They could borrow their cloaks, yeah. But
there's fire up there and everything.
but I guess the tribunal, like they were allowed to present this to the tribunal because they said that there's a greater likelihood that, or there's reason to believe that they will win, so they get to present it to the tribunal.
Yes.
So
yes.
So that's,
and the tribunal was like, yes, you're probably going to win.
Yes. They were like, we are getting our cloaks dry cleaned for this one.
They shook their magic eight ball and they said, all signs point to yes.
Instructors in the news.
Irene Kamer has done the impossible.
The impossible.
She has gotten rehired by Peloton.
Never seen that before.
No.
That is some history in the making.
I don't know who she has pictures of.
You think it's Oliver?
Well, she is a female. I think she has pictures. I think she has pictures of Barry McCarthy on an echelon.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's,
they were like, gotta bring her back into the fold.
Yeah.
I would love to know the backstory here.
It is interesting because I remember, I know nobody likes nobody likes to look too closely at the details, but I do remember when she left. Now, I did not hear any details on why she left at the time, but I remember very clearly that on social media, she was lighting Peloton up and she was saying some not very nice things about Peloton. So I was really surprised to see this rehire. I would be really surprised to see any instructor rehire because of the things I hear in the background, which I will not go into because someone will yell at me. But I never heard any details other than what I saw her put on social media in this particular case. So
yeah.
But hey, people have been taking her classes. They're glad she's back. She's going to be teaching in German. She's going to be teaching in English. So welcome back.
Welcome back.
Irene Schultz, if you're wondering.
Yeah, I was like, I knew there was a different name.
Yeah. If that name doesn't sound familiar, she, while she was gone, she took that time to get married, have a kid.
To a high-powered trial attorney.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now you're like, maybe. Let me do some Googling. Well,
I have no doubt that our helper bees would have uncovered that by now if that was the case. I don't think it's anything nefarious.
So, Mariana Fernandez had a good week.
This is a little old. It's a few weeks ago. But I mean, we had to spend a moment on this just because we talked about it. I actually think briefly last week.
I thought we had, yeah.
Yeah. But I really felt like we needed to just give a moment to this headline that Helper B Jen came up with.
I'm a fan.
Eggs on ice. Pete on fire. I can't say it without laughing. Mariana's marathon PR and future plans. So she put her eggs on the ice and then she still got her feet were on fire and she got a PR.
Good for her.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool that most of the instructors are so open about these things.
For
to
sure.
Those that aren't, like, that's their choice. And I totally understand why.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, a lot of them have been open, but there could be a lot more
exactly.
doing things like this that they're not open. And that's their prerogative.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
After a headline like this, there'll probably be fewer.
Luckily, Mariana has a wonderful sense of humor and she's so sweet. I think it's great whenever the instructors do speak out about things like this. And I think it's cool that she's sharing about it.
Absolutely.
And congrats on her PR once again.
So some sad news from Emma Lovewell. Her grandmother passed away.
Yeah, super sad. Although she had a really long, wonderful life, 106.
106.
I mean, that's incredible.
I mean, that's a PR.
Yeah.
And it's it sounds like she passed away just very shortly before her 107th birthday.
Wow.
Like, that's crazy town.
It is.
So,
it really is.
Yeah. And, I mean, obviously, you can't tell from pictures, but she sure appears to still be with... I mean, here she is playing... Is this... At first, I thought it was Scrabble, but now I don't think it's Scrabble. Is that Mahjong, maybe?
I don't know. They don't have, like, the tiles that are there. They don't have any dots on them. But she's very, like, involved in all the pictures that are occurring. Like, she's in doing things.
Dialed in.
Like,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, on Zoom, please. My mom and dad can't even get on Zoom. She's 106.
Yeah.
And she's like, I got this.
I struggle with Zoom. And I'm literally half her age. Yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
That's amazing.
So, well, we are sorry to hear that, but she looks
a fun lady, and she just seems really super full of life. So yeah. So sorry for Emma's loss, but I'm really glad that her family had such a wonderful person in it.
Peloton Artist Collaboration.
So the latest artist series features a band I've heard of and seen.
Yeah.
A couple times. Kiss. They are on their farewell tour.
They are.
Or it's two of the four.
Well.
And then two of them are impersonators.
I mean, you can't tell under all the makeup.
That's what they're banking on.
I know.
And I do mean bank.
Yeah, they are. It's pretty neat how they're doing their final tours in New York. They have like all of these different activations set up all over the city. And several different things are going to be happening. And it's really neat the way that they're kind of going out with a bang. I know that it's just, you know, money, but it's really cool marketing. Yeah. Like, it's a great way to get people involved.
Gene Simmons, man.
He is a good businessman.
That guy knows how to wring every nickel out of the Kiss brand. He always has. And I mean, you can literally buy a Kiss coffin.
I mean, I gotta give it to him. Yeah. It's great. It's great.
And I love the fact that like so many bands, when they do this, they're like, oh, that band sold out. And Kiss has been like, no, we've been like this since day one. We're here to make money.
Yeah. You can't even say that to us because that's how we came in.
They're like, damn right we did.
Yeah. And look at them. Yeah. They're never hurting for cash. That's for sure.
No, not at all.
Tons of classes, though. It looks like four or five classes that you can take. And they're all within the November 30th range. So lots of fun stuff.
Also, while we're talking about artist series, not an artist, but a music series, there is a new Latin music series.
Yeah. So this is going to be like Spanish class series taught by Camila, Mariana, and Rad. And it's going to feature music from influential artists who've paved the way for Latin music across the globe. So,
Iconos Latinos. That's fun to say.
It was. And that's going to start this coming Saturday.
So if you listen on day one, it starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if you listen on day two, it starts that day. Now, if you listen on day three, it started yesterday. Now, on day four, it started 2 days ago.
Are you going to do this?
On day five.
Oh, boy.
What?
I think we got it.
I'm just trying to make it easy for people.
That made it super easy. Okay. Yeah.
I'm here to help.
Thanks.
I'm a helper bee now. Yeah. I've been promoted.
Careful, Tom. Somebody's going to come at you with a fly swatter.
Well, I'm immune because I'm a bee.
Celebrity sightings.
So we had a couple of celebrity sightings this week. Ginger Z, the meteorologist for Good Morning America.
Yeah.
I know that because it says it in the notes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Thanks, helper B, Nikki.
But she took an in-studio class. Here she is in studio.
Look, there she is.
There she is.
Taking a class.
Yes.
Get that meteorology on. What did I just say? Did I just say meteor allergy?
Yeah, this is when you're allergic to the weather.
Oh, my word.
Oh, goodness. And also, Tamron Hall talked about her love of Peloton and the New York Times. But since we don't have a New York Times subscription, we can't tell you more about it.
Yeah, Tamron Hall.
So
rides Peloton.
She loves her Peloton.
There you go.
You know, so many people look to avoid carbs these days for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah.
And that means you have to give up so many great foods. But I think one of the hardest things is bread.
Yeah, because a lot of times the carb reduction also means that the texture changes. It means that the taste changes. So that can feel like a lot to give up.
And that's where Hero Bread comes into play. This is the first white bread I've had in
forever.
Years. I couldn't even tell you how long. Yeah. 10 years?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time.
I missed you, white bread.
Well, it's nice because Hero Bread, it's actually a large piece of bread, like you would say a normal size piece of bread.
Larger than normal.
Yeah. I mean,
like Texas toast size.
Yeah. And the texture is real bread.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's amazing.
I just had it as toast.
Yeah.
I didn't have to. It wasn't like, oh, it's a sandwich. Toast.
And you enjoyed it.
I did. It's 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 gram sugar, and it's high in fiber.
Don't give up on bread. Hero Bread is offering 10% off of your order. Go to hero.co and use TCO at checkout.
That's TCO at HERO.CO.
New content.
Okay, it is time for the TCO Top 5.
All right. Well, we have the favorite Peloton upper body strength. This was from November 2nd. It was the 30-minute 1989 Taylor's version upper body with Callie Gullickson. Now, Tina Freiling said that she loved this class. Of course, the music was perfect to sing along to, which made the time go faster. And only Callie could make burning out your arms and shoulders seem so light and fun. My arms were still sore 2 days later. Oh, it's great. My favorite Peloton core strength. This was the core strength with Emma Lovewell from 1119. Now, Becky Gomez, she really enjoyed it. She said that she found a remake of an old favorite for this week's new favorite. It was from several years ago. The entire class is on your back, so no planks, but it's definitely a burner. And she used the same music, which is the original was Naughty by Nature, which is great. Then we have the favorite Peloton yoga. This was a 30-minute The Chelsea Set, Own Your Power with Chelsea Jackson Roberts from November 20th. TCO listener, I'm Not Spicy, really loved this class. She said she's been taking the Chelsea Set yoga series each week as a beginner in yoga. Her series has been something she looks forward to. The music, the vibes, the practice, and building on it really does build confidence. She finds Chelsea positive, motivating, and inspiring. And then we had the favorite Peloton ride. That was the 45-minute turkey burn ride.
Which
with
it always
Robin.
Is.
It always is. Yeah. Despite all the issues.
Yeah.
Sarah Lester loved it. She said she doesn't usually ride with Robin because she doesn't really connect with her. However, her sharing the struggle to come back from kid number two helped me connect with Robin better. I will be trying some more of her rides going forward. That is a great example of how people on both sides can continue to evolve. And you might find an instructor you never liked. You might like them now
because
they've changed.
Yeah.
Then, of course, we have our Unstackable. This was a 30-minute hit in hills from Matt Wilpers on 11:15. And
did they find them, the hidden hills?
Hit.
Oh.
Hit and hills.
Hit.
Hit.
Go on.
Go on. Okay, so this came from Run Ride Girl. She said that, holy cow, I was not ready for that. Not only were the hit portions hard, you ran the hills. But a great class if you're training for a race. I'll keep this one in my back pocket, deep in the pocket to take again when I'm officially training. Great class. Yeah, don't blame you. Save those when you gotta. It's like, they're so good for you. Why does it make it so hard to do? It's like, don't want to hurt all the time. Oh.
So if you have been enjoying the Peloton and University of Michigan collaboration, well, you are in luck. They now have a class collection.
Yeah, I thought this was fun. So we have a 10-minute upper body mobility with Andy Spear and a 10-minute level up meditation with Chelsea Jackson Roberts. And I'm sure we're going to see more. I think this is just the beginning. We're going to be seeing more of these things. And I really do not understand why people are so weird about this Michigan thing. Like, I don't get it. I mean, they say some people are saying they don't understand why it's Michigan when they like other schools. So first of it, part
some
of these people
just
are just
like, I root for another school.
So wham.
So this school should just go F itself.
Yes, that's okay. Part of it. But then you have another selection of people that are like, I don't like these partnerships and I don't like that they're doing it. So I'm just not, this makes me not respect Peloton. And I really don't understand that because they're trying to reach people that they would not normally be reaching.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why you don't like that. Like, how does it affect you? Just don't take the class.
Yeah.
Like, why?
You got me.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
You got me. But here's something else to complain about then while we're talking about sports partnerships. You also have a Liverpool FC collection.
Yes. And this one is 5 new classes. But the best part is you get a badge.
No.
Yeah.
And just to make it even cooler, now when people complain, they have to do it in a British accent.
Yeah, we would mimic that right now. But again,
hate crimes. Yeah.
No, we can't do that.
So we have a World AIDS Day run coming up on December 1st.
Yeah. So
if you listen on day one.
Oh, my God.
I'm just trying to help people.
Yeah. They got it.
Okay.
But this is a 30-minute run, like you said. And Jeffrey McEachern is teaching it, but also there's going to be a lot of information about how you can support AIDS, you know, awareness. You can raise money for it, and you can recognize things that you that are out there in the world that you might need to know about. And what is this woman's name?
Phoebe Robinson.
Okay. So she's going to be a special guest in this run. So that's pretty cool that they're doing that. And I like that they're commemorating World AIDS Day. I like that they're doing more things like that. It's important to, like, the world just moves so darn fast, and it's like people just forget about all the bad stuff that occurs, you know? And
yeah.
I know it's...
And it's easy for AIDS to kind of fall on the back burner because it's become more of a manageable condition than the death sentence it was throughout the 80s and 90s, which is great.
It is
but
great.
But it's still something people need to be aware of and protect themselves accordingly.
Absolutely. So continue to support that fight against HIV and AIDS and join the class.
We now have pre- and postnatal classes in German.
We do. Mela Wedekind is going to be having a special series, but they were also designed by Asal. And it seems that she put these classes together specifically for Mela. And they're, of course, both featured in the classes, the pre- and the postnatal.
So if you're pregnant and German, dig in.
Yeah. Or if in English, there's probably going to be some captions if you want to follow along.
If you're multilingual.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, for content, Bradley Rose is hosting a class to commemorate a day of disability.
Yeah. Now, we don't have a lot of details about this one. It just showed up on the schedule. Mm-hmm. And we're not exactly sure what all it entails, but we will be bringing you more details as soon as we have them.
So we have two birthdays this week. On December 1st, it is Jen Sherman.
The original Peloton instructor.
Yes. And then on December 5th, it is Toon Day. So happy birthday to both.
Happy birthday, Toon Day and Jen.
And coming up after this, we're going to talk to Jessica Maddox. She's very smart and loves Peloton. And she's going to talk about Peloton in very smart ways. And I'll be there too.
Well, so will I.
Well, yes. But I was juxtaposing smart with me.
I got it. I got it.
I want to lump you into that.
Thanks.
Okay.
On either equation.
Well, I think
thanks, Tom.
I think they know that you love the Peloton.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So anyway, stick around.
Checking in with the Peloton community.
Joining us today via the magic of ZoomTube is Jessica Maddox. Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Hey, good. How are you?
We are so glad to have you here. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I always like to ask people, how did you first get involved with Peloton? If you go back.
Yeah, so I've wanted one for a really long time, like before the pandemic, which I feel like we always have to reference in talking about Peloton's rise.
Yes,
so,
yeah, yes.
But I didn't get one then. I didn't even get one before the pandemic. I didn't get one during the peak of 2020. It was in fall 2021. So about 2 years ago, my husband and I finally were like, all right, we're doing it. We're buying a Peloton, and it is the best decision we've ever made. And no, I'm not sponsored by them. It truly is my favorite thing.
Well, don't feel bad. Neither are we.
Yeah. The things we do for love.
I'm not, right. Not going to lie. If you were sponsored by them and we weren't, this interview would be over. Like, tell it that this podcast would be over. They can go to hell.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what got you over the hump? Like, what was the final decision factor? Because that was around the time they really started playing with the pricing, right? So was that an indicator?
Yeah, that was definitely part of it. And then I remember I had traveled out of town to visit a friend, and she had a Peloton. And I remember standing in her Peloton room and being like, so, like, is this worth it? Is it, like... She's like, yes, it absolutely is. It's changed how I view fitness. It's so great to do at home. And I was like, okay. So she was selling me on it. And then at that time too, it was October, and they were like, and this was Halloween, basically like Halloween. And so then we were like, okay, they're going to honor Black Friday, like all month. That's a really good deal. This is always, I'm also like, this is also so kind of morbid, but it was also after the incident with the Peloton tread. And so the prices were really low.
Yeah.
So we got that and the Black Friday on month. So it was all of that kind of was like, okay, we will finally pull the trigger and do it.
Well, that's...
They gotcha.
Yeah, they got you. So what makes this the best decision you've ever made?
So I work a pretty stressful job. I'm a tenure track professor at a major research university, a state flagship university. The convenience of just being able to come upstairs. I'm actually in my Peloton room right now doing this. My bike's right there. Just come upstairs in my house and do this is so convenient. Like, it's right here. I love that convenience of not having to go to a gym, which is what I did for years up until I kind of moved to Alabama where I am now for my job. And then the classes are just so fun. Like, the first ride I ever took was Allie Love's Beyonce ride.
Yeah.
And I also, one, I hadn't worked out in maybe like a year in that time. And I was like so nauseous when I got off. I was like, I am not, oh my God, what have I done? But at the same time, it was so fun. And like, I knew in that moment, like having, because I'd done spin classes before and stuff, but I was like in that moment, even though I hurt everywhere, but I knew my body would get used to it again. And I was just like, this is fun. This is the vibe I'm here for. I love how it's a non-judgmental space. And so that really, the convenience of it being in my house and then just the fun vibe of the class is just everything for me.
So I'm curious, if your first ride was a Beyonce ride, how did you land on that? Like, did you know there was a Beyonce ride and you searched for it? Did you just like her and you searched for it? Was it like just on the screen and you're like, good enough?
Yes. So I searched for it. So I think this was maybe like already like a year old or something on Peloton, the ride I found. I do most of my rides on demand since I'm always working or sleeping when they do the live classes. But I remember Googling, like when I was waiting for the bike to arrive, I was super excited. So I was Googling like best Peloton rides. And so like the Beyonce one came up and I was like, oh, this is it. This is my first one. I'm going to do it. And I did. And it was fun, but I hurt everywhere.
That's fantastic. I love that you picked out your ride before your bike had even gotten there. Yeah. That's awesome.
I was very excited.
Did you have to wait very long?
No, by that point, it was like maybe two, three days.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. They were doing good by then. I didn't know like where you were at in that supply chain kerfuffle.
Yes. Yeah, we were out of the supply chain kerfuffle 2-3 days. Yeah, they like wouldn't even let us help bringing it upstairs. Oh, they're no. Like, don't touch it. Don't touch it. You know, we're going to do all of it. I was like, okay.
Yeah, there was a period where they would just drop it on your porch like a orphaned war baby.
Yeah, during the pandemic. Really? Yeah, during the pandemic, because people still wanted their bikes, right? But it wasn't safe to do a home delivery, and so they would just drop it off on your porch
in like ding dong ditch. It would just.
Well, I don't think
so nervous. Something so expensive, just like left home. But I get it. That was a totally.
I think they waited for somebody to come to the door. I don't think they just left it. I think Tom's telling stories. Yeah.
There might have been a smidge of hyperbole in my description.
Not from you, Tom. Yeah.
And I only say hyperbole because I know that you're a fancy college person, and I'm trying to show off.
Fancy.
Okay. I'm really glad you segued into her job because
I am a trained professional.
I would like to know, what exactly is a social media researcher? Yeah. What does that mean?
So I have a doctorate in mass communication from the University of Georgia's Grady College of Journalism.
Well, as someone who has a bachelor's in mass communication, like those things are worthless. So like, I can't believe that you doubled down and got a doctorate in mass communication.
Oh, no. So like, the joke's fully on me. Like last night, my husband and I were actually having an argument about something. And he was like, well, according to the peer reviewed scholarship I read, and I was like, peer reviewed scholarship is bull.
It's totally okay to cuss. You're fine.
I was like, have you met the people I work with? They're great. But I was like, have I met the people I work with? I trust academics on anything. Anyway, which is probably not what I should be saying when I'm about to talk about my expertise. But...
I just think a doctorate of mass communication, I'm like, it's like philosophy, right? Like, it's like, there's no jobs in that field. All you can do is teach other people philosophy. It's like a Ponzi scheme. It's
well,
like
some sort I of, mean, she's it's, making it work.
It's
she's,
an MLM. So, no, she's at the top of the pyramid.
That's true.
Well done.
That's true.
So the thing is, I'm the successful example of the multi-level marketing scheme.
Yes, exactly. Well done.
She drives a pink Cadillac.
That would be sweet.
That would be sweet. I would be like, I want pictures now.
Right. But yeah, so I did my doctorate in mass communication, specifically studying social media platforms and kind of the pop culture that happens online. So I look at memes, I look at content creators, I look at influencers. I also examine and research the tech industry. So kind of like the industry that allows all of these things to happen in the first place. My job, I am an assistant professor of digital media now at the University of Alabama, and I teach classes in social media and society, social media storytelling, and then I teach future bachelors of communications.
Suckers.
Right, I know.
I teach the future waiters of the world. Or waitresses.
Be fair. I'm like, don't tell my boss I did this podcast. Yeah.
No, I'm going to get an email and she's going to be like, please delete everything after
minute four. So I guess the next question is, have you studied us? And if not, are you studying us now?
I'm absolutely studying you right now. This is a deep ethnographic dive.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. You can tell she's a doctor. I don't even know what that means.
I want to go back. So you research all things social media, all things like forward thinking about what social media is turning into, how it's affecting people. Like, okay. So then now, how does Peloton play into all of that research? Yeah.
So I'm the type of researcher where I sometimes try to draw a line between things I really love and then researching them because I don't want to ruin them by researching them, putting them under scrutiny and putting them under like a proverbial microscope. And with Peloton, that failed. It's failed me a couple of times before too, where finally I'm like, oh, but I can't turn off the part of my brain that's asking questions and thinking about things. And so when I got my Peloton and started taking classes, and I'd always start finding it really interesting that at the ends of the rides, instructors would be like, follow me on Instagram. If I didn't get your milestone, go find me on social media. I'm on TikTok now. So I was like kind of fascinated by this link between Peloton instructors and their use of social media and how much. And then too, like the idea of the leaderboard using hashtags and then the fan pages around the hashtags that come up on Instagram, like Kelly's Killer Crew, Logan's Just an Arm Squad, like all this stuff. So I was just really interested. I followed all the pages. I followed all the instructors. And so I kind of just found it fascinating. Essentially, to me, Peloton instructors were using social media to extend the longevity of the Peloton experience. Mm-hmm. That you get your ride, but then too, by following them on social media, you get to keep Peloton going. Anytime. So Callie is one of my favorite instructors. I take a lot of boot camps with Callie. And so anytime she's like, what songs do you want to hear in the next class? And then I remember the first time I suggested one, she played it. I was like, oh my God, that was my suggestion. It was probably a lot of people's suggestions because it was like a top three song at that point, but I'm still taking credit for it.
It's so funny. I used to work in radio. I used to be a disc jockey a million years ago. And like, it was always great when somebody would call and request a song that you were going to play anyway, where it's like, I'll date myself, but they'll be like, hey, will you play Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground? I'm like, we play it every 45 minutes. Why the hell would you call and request it? But okay. It's 1996. Well, of course. But like, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'll get that right on for you. Like, it's but that's totally what happened.
I was one of those people. Yes. I would definitely do
it. I totally ruined the record, the magic
Tom,
for her.
For the record, we were asking you to play it right then. That's what we meant. We didn't want to wait the 45 minutes. That was the 20 minutes we were listening to terrestrial radio because we were in the car. So play it now. That's what it meant.
You couldn't have called from your car back then.
In 1996, I could.
Well,
thank
that
you
would have been
much.
A very expensive request. You should have just bought the CD.
I had
anyway,
the big brick.
Back to Jessica.
As a millennial right now, I'll make a joke of what's radio.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. You know what? That young. I'm
not... That's not nice, Jessica. Yes. Okay. I also find it interesting that you joined Peloton and notice this because prior to the pandemic, now they've always extended that experience. So I don't want to make that sound like a change, but when the pandemic occurred and they couldn't like talk to people in person, it really changed that after class experience on Instagram.
It turbocharged it.
It did.
Oh,
yeah.
I believe it. Yeah.
And so I just find it really interesting that that's something that you noticed, because it was just like, oh, they just want to make sure we can all connect with them since they can't connect with them live.
Oh, yeah. It's always so interesting. Obviously, you know, COVID still is a thing. It still exists. Half my students are out of class right now with it, you know.
Oh, great.
But it's always funny looking back where it's like, yeah, it really changed so much of how, you know, studying communication the way I do, how we communicate. I mean, we're on Zoom right now. To what extent Zoom was like non-existent? I mean, it existed, but wasn't popular before 2020. And so, yeah, it was one of the first things I noticed. And then I'm very aware when I'm being influenced, but I'm also aware of that when it's working. And so I'm like, you know, I can't be mad about it. But
I do the same thing.
It's like, it's effective, yeah. So yeah. I'll give it a pass.
It is, but I enjoy it. I like following the instructors, I personally, and then also professionally, like studying what I study. Yeah, I just find it interesting. I find it very interesting how they really do kind of use the language of being an influencer, like what I see. And then of course, some of them are, right? Like they have sponsored brand deals and whatnot, but it goes beyond that of too, just like kind of helping Peloton be a lifestyle, not just a fitness product.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked since, I mean, essentially the beginning that It's fascinating that people chose Peloton, especially at the beginning before people really fully knew what it was. It was like, I'm getting this so I don't have to go to the gym and interact with people. Mm-hmm. And the exact opposite happened to them, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like you end up interacting with people way more than you ever would at a gym. You were just not doing it during the workout. I mean, I know there's high fives in the leaderboard, but like really, I feel like 80% of people's engagement with other people, if not more, is not while they're engaging with the equipment or the app.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The Peloton Reddit, the Peloton Facebook groups, following instructors on Instagram, being a part of the fan pages on Instagram. So much of the community is happening there. And one of my former coworkers, who's also super obsessed with Peloton, just like me, I always told her, if Peloton figured out a way to like put that community on their app, on the platform somehow, like make their own like forum on the app, I mean, we would never get off. We would all just be on there all the time.
That has been discussed so many times. People have asked for it, especially people who hate certain social media platforms. And it varies depending on the month we're in, the day we're in.
Everybody's got the one they hate.
Exactly. Yeah. I remember first hearing it was back when Facebook was going through whatever they were going through. And everybody right. hated them at the time. And they were like, oh, Peloton should have their own. And I even heard rumor that there was tests being done. But then
I've heard that too. Yeah.
It's been years, years, and nothing's ever come out of it. So
it's just so hard to get people to migrate to a new platform.
It is. You know? It's so hard.
Because it's one of those things where it's
just
like,
tell Threads.
Yeah. Because you want the engagement, right? And so if you go there and you put something out and you don't get any feedback, you just don't go back. And so It's hard to reach that tipping point to where people finally are like, oh, this is a real thing for me to interact with.
Oh, absolutely. And I feel like we see that so much nowadays with the Twitter/X, whatever it's called,
yeah.
And then people are Mastodon or Blue Sky or Threads. And it's just a mess. I think we've underestimated how much we come to depend on platforms in our lives.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
So I have a communications question.
Uh-oh.
You.
Okay.
So
he's going rogue.
I am. Okay. She writes the questions and then I ignore them.
Pretty much, yeah.
We're married. It's the same with the grocery list.
That's true.
So it's been a while since I've mentioned this, but years ago I talked about Marshall McLuhan and his definition of hot media versus cold media, right? Mm-hmm. And that I think for a lot of people, it's counterintuitive that the hot media would be something like radio because... Mm-hmm. It makes your brain engage with it in a way that TV doesn't, because TV fills in all the gaps for you and you can just sit there and kind of zone out, and that's cold media. So what would you, as a communications doctorate holder, consider Peloton to be? Because it's a screen, which is cold media, but you're engaging with it in a way unlike any other piece of media that's maybe ever existed.
Yeah. I would say by virtue of the fact it's fitness media, which I think McLuhan could have never conceived of
for sure.
in his lifetime.
Yeah.
I would say hot media, because right, like you're so active,
you're so focused on it.
Yeah,
that's kind of where I've always landed, but like it doesn't have the physical parameters of what traditionally has been aside hot and cold. So I was just
He's been fascinated with this for years.
Oh, I love it.
I
would definitely say hot. And then too, when I think about like McLuhan's most famous quote, the medium is the message.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, well, if the medium of Peloton is high tech fitness bike, I think it's that convergence of so many different things, of the social, of the fitness, of technology, of the vibes, as I was saying, is what makes it hot, right? Because we are so interactive with it.
So as you've researched as a user and as an academic, what has surprised you about Peloton the most?
Oh, that's a great question. As just a user, I probably shouldn't have been surprised when I found out how much money they make, but I was. Just a little bit. But you know what? Good for them. They bring so much joy into my life. They deserve it. So
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's not like it's Halliburton money.
And so in terms of an academic, I sometimes wonder. So I'm like, if Peloton ever integrated a like social media system, right? Like, I sometimes think about Peloton in terms of someplace, and we're not here yet, but I think about pay to play social media. Like right now, social media, like anybody can make a Facebook account. Anybody can make a X account, and X is a stupid name. And I'll say that every interview.
It's so dumb.
Yeah. So you're not going to find an argument in this room. Yeah.
Just because you're genius doesn't mean you're smart.
That's real. Yeah. And so, but I think about Peloton, I was like, well, you do have to spend all this money to opt in. I mean, fitness is like that, right? Like you join a gym, you do this, it's going to cost money. But when I think then about the community and the culture and then the social media aspect of it, I was like, huh, I wonder like if social media ever will become, you have to pay to opt in. And I think about it in terms of Web 3.0, which is, you know, a lot more decentralized. So it's like Mastodon, Blue Sky, when these platforms are being hosted independently of one another, as opposed to on one central network. And I won't get too into the weeds on that.
We don't understand Web3. We've tried, we've read things, I don't get it.
It's weird. And I only started paying attention to it because I have to. So basically is where I'm at. I think about basically things becoming separated from one another, right? Like Peloton's amazing and I want everybody I know to buy a Peloton, but that's also not feasible, meaning not everybody will have the same
means.
It is a privilege, right? It is an expensive product, and I think they're leaning more into that. Good for them.
I feel like they're leaning less into the
I agree
because they're really pushing the app as like not lesser than.
It's true. And I didn't about the app.
Yeah. And they've also been obviously kind of A/B testing what price is good for the various pieces of equipment, especially the bike. But I think for a long time within the community, it was kind of like, well, if you have the app, that's cute, but you're not really a Peloton member to a lot of people.
Interesting.
But I feel like that is definitely changing. And I think if someone were to have that sort of elitist attitude towards an app user now, they'd be much more apt, no pun intended, to get shadowed down.
I agree.
I think so too. Yeah. I was only thinking of kind of like the elite, quote unquote, because like a couple months ago, we finally have a Peloton store in Birmingham, which is like an hour from where I live. I went in there with my husband, my friend, one time we were in Birmingham, and I was like, I'm at the Peloton store. Both were like trailing around behind me and they're like, we feel really poor. Yeah.
It definitely has a luxe vibe when you go into one of the stores.
Yeah. So that's more what I was talking about. Like
for
the vibe.
For sure.
I completely agree with you that I have been meaning to try. I'm traveling again soon for the first time since they've launched the like listen to the workouts, like you can like Peloton Gym or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
It's Peloton Gym. You were right.
Try that. And that feels a lot more accessible too.
Absolutely. And they've already made some tweaks to that to make that even better. Yeah, I definitely think you should do that. And I love their outdoor workouts. Like love, love, love them. So they just dropped like 7 new ones today. And I was so excited because usually you only get like 2 or 3 on a given day. So when there were 7, I was like, oh, this is amazing.
So do you have any thoughts about Peloton in terms of why the other fitness companies, as much as they try to emulate what they're doing, just keep,
What's a polite way to say shitting the bed?
Yeah, I do have a couple thoughts on this. So one of my other friends is deep into orange theory. And so we always talk about our fitness cults when we get together, like butt heads on like who has the better fitness cult and who's deeper in their fitness cult. But I told her, I was like, you know, does orange theory do like day passes? I will totally come with you one time and try it out. Cause I'm down. And so I did, and I went with her, and I admit it was very fun. It was a great time. But I then thought about it, right, in terms of like, what is the difference between this and Peloton? And I remember the instructor, you know, talking to me, the Orange Theory instructor talking to me after class. And of course, you know, giving me the full sales pitch to join. And he was telling me like, yeah, I'm like a high school science teacher. And then I work here like a couple times a week, coaching these classes. And I thought that was really cool, right? Like a cool way to be involved with your community. But I was like, that's so different from Peloton.
Yeah.
It was like the fact, like Orange Theory, because you do have to like physically go, you may get like local, well-known people in your community coaching your classes, but that's not going to extend to social media, to celebrity, to other forms of media the way Peloton does. And I think same with SoulCycle, by like virtue of having to be in like a physical location and not having the streaming component that Peloton does, I think they just really miss out on kind of tapping into like this whole media environment to help build their brands. And I know there's some others that try like streaming classes too, but I just think they can't compete with what Peloton's done.
Because they can't get the quality. They can't get the sheer volume
of content.
It's taken years for Peloton to get to that point. All the other companies were so far behind when they all jumped on the bandwagon. There was just no way.
Peloton just caught them sleeping. They were just like, well, this is just what the industry is. We sell you a piece of equipment and we're done with you.
Yep. Yeah. They've been doing
I think everybody thought, maybe I'm speaking way too generally, but like everybody, I think, had an idea about what at-home fitness could be. And then Peloton was just like, nope, we're going to do it. And we're going to prop up our instructors and make them very visible, because you have to, right? Because if you're not going places, you have to compensate with like all the building community and other ways. And they really succeeded through social media, these meet and greets, all for one, like building this community in really pretty novel ways.
Yes.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Like as much grief as Peloton gets for failing, I'm putting air quotes around that. But like none of the other companies have produced a celebrity, right?
No.
And Peloton has produced multiple celebrities who don't even use Peloton
know their name.
Probably know their name, a Cody Rigsby or Robin Arzon.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, when I first got the Peloton, we were telling my in-laws, my mother-in-law was like, isn't that Cody on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly. And like no other fitness brand has instructors that can lay claim to something like that.
It drives us nuts because we report on things week after week. I mean, we've been doing this for years, 6 years. And we're going on 7. And it's crazy. Thank you. It's just crazy the grief they get for every little thing.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely just, I mean, it's so frustrating. And like anything they do, everybody thinks they get to weigh in on it. Yeah. Everybody. And
it's true. People will always be like, your bike killed Mr. Big.
Yeah.
I was like, no, whiskeys and steaks and being a serial womanizer killed Mr. Big. Thank you.
Unless, is my people.
Unless a woman stabbed him, I don't know that you can blame his death at the feet of womanizing. But
I think she has a point, because
in spirit, I'm with
you. It probably knew on some level womanizing was bad, which then caused stress, which then acerbated all the other conditions. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. The amount of times he was cheating on Carrie or cheating with Carrie, that causes some stress.
There you go. There you go.
Very much so. Oh, man. I told us.
I'm sorry.
Yes. How dare you talk during your interview? I'm shocked and outraged. So do you have a preferred instructor?
Yeah. So I take a lot of classes with Callie. Like my current leaderboard tag is Callie's Killer Crew. I just love her energy. I love her music. I pick my rides based on music. My class is typically based on playlist, which I know sometimes people are like, oh, you don't pick it based on like the athleticism. I'm like, I'm not that kind of exerciser. I'm here to exercise and have a good time.
You're moving, right? Like it's like whatever gets you to do it again is the right thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
My friend taught Zumba when we were in grad school together, and never taken a Zumba class. And I like went to hers, and she had one rule in her class, and that was whatever you do, don't stop moving. So it was like, even if you don't do what I do, just do the Cabbage Patch, do the River Running, like something just to stay moving and have fun. And so to me, like, I feel that spirit of Peloton when they're always to like take your modification, which I like. Also, I love Allie. I love Hyundai. I just, yesterday I took a pop ride with Robin. That was the last one I did. That was pretty fun. So
I feel like she picked Cabbage Patch as a Gen X stick.
I know. I heard it.
This is, I was joking about being shocked and appalled before, but now.
Oh, no.
It's
I'm
real
canceled.
Now.
Now.
I'm ageist. Yeah. So.
But we're the generation that thinks all that is bullshit. So like we can't even get mad about it, even when we're mad about it, because now we're hypocrites.
That's true.
But we're also the generation that are hypocrites. So make turn that into a question.
I don't know how
answer.
You're going to figure that out, yeah. Where you stand with us.
And I do remember what I was going to say before. I just want to throw this out real quick, because I think in your world of social media, you will like this quote. I say it to Crystal all the time, talking about how people like rip on Peloton all the time.
Oh,
here we go.
I know what it's going to be.
You are not popular until people don't like you.
Yeah. Absolutely. I do a fair bit of media, and I was actually just talking to the New York Times this morning, and I was telling them, you never want to be the internet's main character,
yeah,
right? Like you never want
sure.
to be the person or the company or the thing everybody's hating on. But at the same time, and like sometimes people do questionable things that they probably shouldn't do in public, but sometimes people like to hate on things. I don't know, just because it's fun to hate on things. So yeah. That is something I think about as a social media researcher. And it's actually one of like, I don't call it cancel culture. I call it, because I think what I'm about to talk about is a little different, but I call it pile on culture. Mm, like
yeah.
Everybody likes to pile on when they see it happening.
Yes.
And to me, one of the more concerning things about social media, and I know there's a lot of concerning stuff out there, but yeah. And so I feel like anytime Peloton's in the news, it's fun to pile on Peloton
yeah.
just because, I don't know, sometimes it's cool to dislike things and cool to hate on kind of pop culture things.
Like
I'm
Nickelback.
Also Swiftie, so I'm used to people hating on my girl Taylor
yeah.
Swift.
Oh my God, yeah, that's a great example. I love Taylor Swift. Why are people so angry at her? She's amazing. She is so talented
know.
And so just adorable. I've been following her since she was the first album.
And
first
she,
album.
And she seems
same.
Like a genuinely nice human being.
Yeah. Like, what is wrong with people?
Yeah.
I was on TikTok yesterday and they were like, I didn't like how Taylor Swift was acting at the VMAs. And like, this is not me being misogynistic or, and I'm a Swiftie. And I'm like, this is my expert opinion. You don't have to record every thought in your head and put it on the internet for starters.
Yeah.
Amen.
I will also say, piggyback when you say you don't want to be the internet's main character, you know, like you also don't want to be their main character in a good way, because at some point, if you get big enough, someone's going to do a deep dive on you and you
yep.
will have said something on Reddit 13 years ago, or
yeah.
you will have clicked like on some girl's picture on Instagram
yeah.
and it's all going to come crashing down. It's
yeah.
yeah.
So in my social media and society class, it actually gives me a fair bit of optimism whenever I teach that class. And I talk to the Zoomers about this issue where I'm like, how do you feel having lived your entire lives on the internet, essentially, and now know you could be held accountable for a stupid thing you did at 14?
Right.
And I don't think that's fair. We all have the privilege of our lives not being recorded for everybody
yeah.
and our mistakes not being recorded. Obviously, there's some things that are horrific and should be reckoned with and grappled with. But a kid being drunk at a party in a picture of a red Solo cup, in theory, should not derail a job opportunity, right?
Agreed. Like, agreed.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
It's crazy.
It is.
What is your leaderboard name?
I am Mad Maddox 21. So yeah, find me on the leaderboard.
I love that.
Awesome. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been a lot of fun. This
yeah.
is my jam. I
yeah.
love talking about this kind of
yeah.
stuff. I
oh,
could do this for.
This has been awesome.
Yeah. I'm glad we didn't bore you, because like this is your work.
Right,
so like I'm
right.
glad you weren't just like more pop
a
culture.
The cool thing
stuff.
About my work is I get to do what I like for a living. And then when you add Peloton, this was fantastic.
Yay.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Before we let you go, let everybody know where you can be found on the interwebs, assuming
yeah.
you would like
mm-hmm.
to be found.
Yes, absolutely. So I am Dr. Jess Maddox on Twitter. You can find me on the leaderboard, Mad Maddox 21. I also have a scholarly book, but a book called The Internet is for Cats.
I have to buy that for my son.
Yes,
he loves cats.
Yes, he loves cats and the internet.
Yes.
Funny enough.
Yeah, that's where it can be found online on Amazon, through Rutgers University Press. Yeah.
That's Bye. Wonderful.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This has been a blast.
It has.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
So I guess that brings this episode to a close. Until next week, where can people find you?
People can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/CrystalDOKeefe. They can find me on all of the socials
and the leaderboard
to clip out Crystal.
I'm here to help.
I just realized we never told people where to meet us for the meetup this weekend.
Oh, goodness.
And nobody listens this far in. They're never going to know.
This is the true fans will.
Yeah, but they're not in London. I mean, I just mean that statistically.
Yeah, the drops off.
It drops off.
Yeah. So we'll post it on the Facebooks.
It's already posted.
Okay. So, and honestly, this comes out on Friday, so.
Oh, fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
It's the next day.
For sure. So anyway, you can find me places too. Can you tell we're really focused right now?
So tired.
Yeah. So you can find me on Facebook or on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. You can find the show online at facebook.com/TheClipOut. And of course, don't forget our Patreon at patreon.com/TheClipOut, because you certainly want to pay to hear extra stuff from us when we're killing it like this right now.
We're going
to
record that tomorrow. It'll be better.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, keep pedaling.
And running.
And rowing.